just bless the beat. This is Shauna the Songbird.
And this is Shahari.
And welcome to another episode of Why the Songbird Sings. What's going on? This is our No Fucks Given episode where everything is free flowing. We just going to be talking lots of shit. We got our drinks. Shahari, what you over there sipping on?
This is cranberry juice.
I for those who have been listening, y'all know what that means. When it tastes like juice, you know it's not just juice. Yeah, all right,
it's juice.
And I'm over here with my Japanese whiskey. I'm loving it. I'm feeling it. Let's take a sip for real quick.
I don't know. I've had sake, and sake is strong. So and it don't taste like nothing.
Well,
for
sake
real.
Sake is made from rice, and so sake has its own little taste, and I feel like it's more of an acquired taste. Was it hot sake or cold sake?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember. I drank it though, and I was done.
You don't remember if it was warm?
I don't remember. It was a couple of years ago. It ain't good either way.
Oh my God.
It's not necessarily a tasty thing. A tasty.
I've had some decent sake, but I knew I don't like it warm. Period. Like
warm or cold to me is about the same. I might be easier to go down warm. But did you go all the way to Japan to get your whiskey? Because I can
no,
see you
actually,
doing that.
I got it.
I can see you going all the way over there. Just did that.
First of all, no, I, by the time we are doing this recording, it is the week before my birthday, and it is the week after a mutual friend of ours' birthday. And so I actually got it while I was in Nashville celebrating my girl's birthday, my girl Danny. But yeah, and it was like this place, I don't wanna like give them free advertisement, but their all the liquor was like super cheap. Like those big handles we used to get for like $40-$50, they had it there for like $20. I was like, all right. But no.
Was it stolen?
No, I got it from... Baby, I don't know, and
because
I don't
Because I can feel that, because recently I was offered to buy some stuff, and he was like, I literally stole this from my job. It's like, oh, okay. But he
well,
didn't have what
I
was looking for, though.
From an actual store. And the fact that you just like, you know, I was going to buy some from him, but he didn't have,
yeah,
what,
he
I
didn't
wanted,
have what I wanted.
You know, you're part of the problem. You are a part of the problem.
I was like, okay, all right. He said his check was shorter than it's supposed to be. So everybody's check was shorter than it was supposed to be. So they was just stealing stuff. So it was like, oh.
And you know what? Okay. I don't blame them motherfuckers. Shit.
Okay.
Oh, you gonna short me on my check? All right, I'm taking your shit and reselling that hoe. All right. I love it.
So, but he didn't have what I was looking for, so I went on Amazon.
See, this is why we as black people, we can't move as fast as we need to move.
Yes, we can.
Because... This is the reason why. Anyways, what has been up with you since the last time that we talked? What's been going on? It's been a minute.
I don't remember how long it's been, but as far as anything,
at least like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, 2 or 3 weeks. Not much happened in 2 or 3 weeks. I'm down to one car now. I let the little Corolla go. It's time to make room for whatever comes next. It was sad seeing it go, but I had a car for 13 years. I took care of it. And it's gone. I got the Camaro now. So it's all cool. Cool. I got a nice little check. Bump in the funding. Amen. Anything else? I keep going to the gym. And I keep getting accosted, you know, just eyes down.
Oh my God.
Like yesterday, there was like a group of us. A group of us is I don't know how old they were, but I was like, why? What? Like, I was on this one machine. I think it was like a chess machine. And then suddenly they all came up. One of them was over here on the other machine. One of them over here on the other machine. It's like, they were like hovering. It's like, I felt like they were about to gang up on me for some reason. And I was minding my business, doing my little workout. And I had to get up. I felt uncomfortable. But yeah, it was cool. I'm still going 3 days a week. I think that's about it. Right now I'm sipping on this juice. And I had to make it stronger. So now, because when I first had it, it was juice. Now I put a little bit more juice in there. And now it's like, it's becoming more like your sake. More like your whiskey. So.
This is why I said what I said at the beginning. But okay.
So
people gonna learn how to catch on.
It is. This is some nice juice we got from our trip.
I bet it's some nice juice.
Our trip and last Thanksgiving for the cruise. So it was some nice juice we bought. And it's Easter weekend. This weekend. It's Easter weekend. I don't know. I have no plans whatsoever. I might see what somebody else is doing. Probably on Sunday at least.
Nice.
But yeah, taxes, and that's about it for me. All good, just sipping on this juice, trying not to be blinded from this screen.
What? Whatever. First of all, my boobies are in their nice little.
They're where?
They're where? Fuzzy shirts that I have on,
and they're covering what are they bottom. Covering what is the shirt covering, you know, Shauna?
The shirt is oh baby, that juice in you haul. You said my government name. They are covering
my
chest.
Which part of the chest? Because I see most of it.
No, you don't. Most of my chest is covered. Just like I am covered by the Lord and in the love of the Lord, and surrounded in His peace and His warmth.
That's good. You're in the house, so it's understandable. But you're also on a Zoom call where someone else can see into your house.
Oh, Jesus. This is why I couldn't work in corporate.
I feel like you'd be one of the people that'd be masturbating on the camera and they don't realize they're on camera.
See, first of all, like, I wouldn't be able to masturbate while on video.
Yeah, I couldn't do that either. If it's like, not I don't a see mutual how that even thing. Happens. Like, you too comfortable.
Like, first of all, like, one, like, my coworkers' voices are not the most attractive voices to listen to. So it will throw off my mental. So, oh, let me put myself in do not disturb before, baby, my phone just started vibrating. Lord bless. Anyways, but yeah, their voices are not attractive enough to, like, for me to, like, you know, take, you know, Tiffany or Miguel or Samson or Delilah, and, you know, and we do our thing. Now, if, like, say for instance, I'm on a video chat, because it has been times where I have like dated people and we were distant, and so we did like a video thing, and but that was like a mutual thing between us two. But like as far as like people just talking about
Wait a
work.
minute, wait. It's, you said a mutual thing of what? Mutual what? And
Like, I'm masturbating, he's masturbating.
you did this with friends.
No. No, with someone I was dating.
Okay. So you.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I don't. Have I masturbated with. We're gonna go to the next topic. So yeah, I don't think I would be that comfortable doing such thing. But I would be the one that would like wear something like this to the Zoom call
And
and just be
blind
like,
everybody.
I mean, at that
Yes, you'll
point,
be sitting
y'all
there
don't
looking
need
like, why is everybody
naked
staring at
men.
me? And it's like, you got your chest wide open. What you mean? Like the
Well,
one
first of all,
time when
y'all don't need to make it
you called
mandate.
me talking about you wore whatever you wore to this Christmas party. And you probably had your chest on display. And then you was complaining, talking about everybody was staring at my chest. Like, what did you think was going to happen?
Now that was funny. Yes, what? Yeah, you're talking about when I went to my boyfriend's company Christmas party with him, and he was introducing me to all his coworkers and everything, and it was cool. It was sad. I was the only black person in there, but literally, like, they would say hello, and then they immediately drop down to my titties, and I was like, can we have some decorum?
Can you have
Like,
some
and
decorum?
baby, like, everybody got titties. Like, at least when the women did it, they kind of did it on the slide. They kind of like kept talking to me to kind of like give me the talking, and then like they positioned themselves in a way to where they could see it. But I'm just like,
Position themselves in a way to see.
to have a better view of the titties. Like they walked around and everything, like they did what needed to be done, and they did it so casually while they were talking. Like, and I'm like, that's how you do it. That's how you do it. That it reminds me, like, back in the day, like during my hotels, and we will be out and we will be out and we'll be dancing, and how I would like take people, like I would take dudes away from their girlfriends on the dance floor. Like, I would like just be dancing with the girl, be like, hey girl, hey, yeah, get it sis. But then eventually I start moving in on her man, and it's like, I'm dancing on her
Disrespectful.
man. Like, you have to be casual,
Disrespectful.
you have to be smooth with it. You just can't just like it would be. Now I would have got in so many fights back in the day if I just snatched motherfuckers up instead of just, casually just doing it. Same thing for the eyes. Like, I feel like if you're gonna look at somebody's body, like, just casually look at them. Now, as I'm getting older, I'm getting sick of doing that, because the other day at work, it was this dad, what you call it, bald head, ginger dude with a beard, nice build. I said, ooh, I was like, that's a fine ginger right there, and I'm just looking at him. But then he saw me, and at that point we just kept looking at each other for that split moment. I was like, I don't even feel like looking away at this man. I was like, you know what? I got caught, so I'm just gonna stand on my shit. I'm just gonna just keep
Yeah,
looking at
sometimes I
you.
wish I didn't notice anything, but it doesn't always work out. It never works out.
And that's why I tell you, look at them hoes back.
No, that just makes it awkward for me.
Child, I be looking at people when they once I catch them, I just keep looking at them and see what they gonna do, what they gonna say, what they gonna do. a lot of times they just stop looking at me and just, and then they try to catch a moment where,
yeah, because I feel like if you,
where I'm slipping,
look, if you look back at them and do the same thing they're doing to you, that gives the opportunity. I don't want to give them that opportunity.
But so many people are not going to take opportunities. Yeah,
still, I don't want to take that chance. That's,
oh, and see, that's my thing. Is like, I'm just like, these pussy ass hoes and not going to stand on their shit and like actually say or do shit.
You don't need
shit.
The opportunity. You, you giving off not the vibes I'm looking for. So, you don't need no opportunity.
All right. I forgot what we were talking about. Sorry for that pause. My partner came home early from work. We're leaving for Vegas today. And yeah, I'm super excited about that. I'm going to see a good friend of mine / former teacher. But I'm super excited about it.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time.
It is. And then the weather's going to be right. I already told him, I was like, I'm going to have my titties out. And Andre told me, he was like, good, as you should. I was like, thank you.
That is good for you. I'm going to be minding my business.
That is what I'm doing for Easter. I'm going to be in Vegas eating some good food, going to some shows, just finding random things to do. You know how it is for me, just walking down the street and just getting into something random.
You mean just accosting somebody at random?
I don't do that anymore.
Well, that's the only memory I can think of from what you just said.
I didn't accost people back then. I just did a lot of hooping and hollering. That's all I did.
That's what you call it.
I just did a lot of hooping and hollering.
Your hooping and hollering was physical, though.
No, it wasn't a lot of physical. It was just me talking to people.
All right, I'll let you remember how you need to remember.
Don't do that. Don't come for me. Don't come for me. Oh, child. Speaking of coming. So.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how I feel about. So. Like, I was telling my partner, like, I enjoy the fact that I can say I'm getting older and I'm hitting another milestone and this and the third. But at the same time, I don't know, it just feels weird. I don't feel as, I guess I would say, festive as I normally feel during my birthday season. You know what I mean? Like, typically, I'm very festive and...
Birthday season. You said birthday season. You only got one day for the birthday.
Yes, but it's... But, like, to me, the birthday season is, you know, the days leading up to your birthday, a few days afterwards, maybe a week afterwards. It's like, it's a...
The year?
Don't come for me.
It's okay, so
I'll say the month, and if your birthday is in the beginning of the month, I'm so sorry, or the birthdays who are in the beginning of the year, I don't know what to tell y'all. But as far as like us who are like, you know, nice in the middle of the month, you know what I'm saying, like it's the beginning of the month, getting up, leading up for it, the planning and, you know, all the things, you know, the actual fun and everything for the birthday, and then the recovery / all those like late people that be like, oh my goodness, happy birthday, let's do this, let's do that, or like the last, or like some like stuff that you wasn't able to do around the time of your birthday. So it's like the month.
Okay.
All right.
Birthday season. It's the whole month, birthday season. So that includes the planning, and because you lost me, I like literally tuned you out for like 3 seconds, and I just lost everything else. Because you just the explanation was too long. So the birthday season is
Let me take some
the
more.
month,
Let me drink some
basically.
more of my whiskey. I don't have time.
Because I feel that you're, you said hit a milestone. I guess you're not going to reveal how old you
Oh no,
are,
honey,
but
never. There's
whatever a
very few people
milestone
that
is,
know my actual age. You only know because you was being nosy
yeah,
and stuff.
milestone can be. I know
You was being nosy.
because I know.
You was being nosy and looked at my license.
That was several years ago because you kept lying about your age. And I was like, why are you lying about your age and you're young?
Oh,
So
I
I'm
have been
like,
doing that since I was in high school. Like, I think when I was like 16, I would tell people I was 14.
see, that's unhealthy.
So, what to call it? So, I think the only time I didn't lie was when I turned 18. And at 18, I was like, no, I'm telling people I'm 18. And then I didn't start like
Anyway.
doing younger dates until like I got like a little bit further along in my 20s. And then I started like setting like the timer of like my age at that point.
Yeah, you were 19 for 4
I was not
years.
19 for 4 years. Don't do that.
Well, say two then.
Okay, I'll give you that. I might have been 19 for 2 years. Okay. Over here coming for me. Whatever.
So birthday
Yes.
season, you hit a milestone, whatever the milestone is. Just so you know, since you don't like revealing your age, don't go revealing mine.
I'm not gonna reveal yours unless you want it to be revealed.
You've already done it before. You've already
When?
done it before. It's okay. Of course you don't remember. It's fine. It happened very recently, but of course you don't remember it.
Okay.
Anyway, moving on.
All right, I got you then. But anyways, but like I was saying, I don't feel as festive for this one like I typically do. So I'm just kind of like just trying to just really just live in the moment and have fun in the moment. I'm as much as possible, because like I said, it's just like, I don't know. It's something about it. It's not hitting the same, even though, yeah. And like, I had a friend, she was like, is it because you're not going out the country? 'Cause like, I did say I was gonna start doing, go out the country at least once a year. I'm like, no, I have the funds to go out the country, but I really wanted a birthday with my partner because last year I went to Greece. We talked about that. It was a wonderful trip. The hotel I was staying at, I had my own hot tub and the view was gorgeous. I was on the inside of the island. I saw another island across the water and it was beautiful. The staff was great. They gave me a little happy birthday breakfast and everything, and it was just so nice. And when I went to Athens, it was so nice. I met amazing people. Everyone was cool. Like I really could not. I could not made it any better other than if I had people I knew with me, I would say. That probably would have made it better for me. And I was telling my partner, I was like, I really wish you were here, like to have like to take in these views, experience the food, all the food, the wine. It was so good. So good, so good. But yeah, but it was just like I felt like I was missing, at least, someone. And I feel like even if I had a friend with me, I still would have been was, I probably still would have been like, I'm missing a romantic partner to celebrate my birthday with. Because I don't think I've celebrated my birthday with a romantic partner. I don't think I have. Have I?
Ever?
I'm asking you, have I?
I mean, I don't know. You saying you've never?
I don't think I ever, because...
Ever?
Because last year I was alone. The birthday before that, I was with you. The birthday before that one... No, I did, but that was a shitty birthday. I was with the short one, the Smurf. And I mean, I'm just helping you remind you who I'm talking about. I was with him, and that was my 2020 birthday, because originally we were supposed to go to New Orleans and we were supposed to do a big old get together in New Orleans. But because of COVID, we were on lockdown. I had to go to work like a few days afterwards, and I was moving from my apartment in Manhattan to Brooklyn. I had moved to downtown Brooklyn, and it was raining, and yeah, I was like, oh, this is shitty. And then he didn't give me no dick. It was shitty. It was shitty. We were moving. He was complaining about his feet hurting or some shit, and so I had to do most of the lifting and stuff, and yeah, I was annoyed. Yeah, that was not a good birthday.
I'm so sorry.
And yeah, I want to say the times before then, I think I celebrated with like friends for my birthday. But I think, yeah, I was with the Smurf, and oh yeah, it was a bad birthday. So never mind. I guess I want to redo that shitty experience and replace it with a better experience. Okay. Like, sheesh.
Yeah. I just think about it. I lost what I was thinking about.
Mm-mm. You said you what? Oh, I was like, you lost what you were thinking about.
Yeah, I lost what I was thinking about. But heads up, I do want next year's birthday for me. I want all of my friends there for that birthday. Because I've never really celebrated my birthday with my friends, mm-hmm. like ever, except with all of them, except you, I think mainly. Yeah, you. But none of my, I mean, my family can be there, but I really want my friends to be there for that birthday. Or if they want to hold off until we're all the same age, whichever one. I just really want to celebrate that birthday with all four of us, five of us. So I don't know. And I also want to, you know, actually do something also. So it'll be like a trip type deal, and it'll be longer than a weekend. It will be like a 5-day
thing. I thought you were about to say like a 2-week thing. I was going to be like, that's what I'm talking about. I'm down.
You don't. I don't know what my phone's gonna look like that for 2 weeks.
Because you said a longer.
If I do something for 2 weeks, I won't do anything for the rest of the year.
I mean, your birthday's at the end of the year, so I mean,
it's not at the end of the year. It's right before the end of the year.
And then you'll be off anyway because the holidays. So, sir.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to take 2 weeks off during that time anyway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, concerts and stuff. That is true. But you already know with me, it's just, what you call it? When we going so I can put into my contract? Where?
It'll be during Thanksgiving.
Where are we going so I can know how to dress?
I feel like we're going to do another cruise. And it's probably going to be Carnival again. Because that'll be the most doable for all of the friends. As far as seeing them actually do it. If they can't do that. Because I was looking at like Mexico trips. It's like, Mexico trip. But you really got to plan it out. Because that can be expensive right. too.
And then also you have to be careful with all the things with like the cartel taking Americans and all that kind of stuff. You have to be really careful with like Mexico right now. Unless you're staying like on a resort. And then like oftentimes you're okay if you stay on the resorts. But like once you go off the resorts, that's when it gets kind of iffy. So yeah, you just have to be at your wits when it comes to Mexican trips, I guess.
But yeah, I was looking at that, either that or Carnival or something, or a cruise of some kind. Most of Carnival is probably the most doable for all the friends, because I think all the other cruise lines are more expensive.
I feel that, but also
unless you do some DJ Nino cruise or something like that, whatever ratchetivity I was talking about before.
But my thing with Carnival was so campy.
No, you were just.
No, it was.
There were so many things to do. You just had to try the things. So if you didn't try the things because you just judged them as a certain thing.
But they were campy. Yeah. Like.
And you didn't try none of them, did you?
I didn't try them because they were campy. And I'm not going to try something. And I know I'm not going to like it. I know I'm not going to be into it. Like. They over here singing Backstreet Boys and but shit.
You can't deny that there weren't things to do.
I'm not going to be up for it.
And we weren't on the boat the whole time anyway.
I mean, that is true. But like, still. Now, I did enjoy when they had. Now, one thing. They did catered to the blacks. For the dance party. Like, on the outside, on the dock. On the deck or whatever you want to call it. They catered to the blacks. The activities were campy as fuck.
We were all there,
and I feel like,
and you didn't see none of us at you didn't see none of us at the activities.
Exactly, that's why I said they catered to the blacks on the deck. The blacks were catered to. The music, the activities on the deck were for the blacks. The activities, they were for everyone else. Because when we went, we were raisins in a jar and a glass of milk up until the couples thing. And with that one.
You said raisins in a glass of
and
milk.
With that one, I don't know. I feel like it could have been raunchier. Like, I don't know. I feel like it was still like the couples show they had.
It could have been raunchier. It was raunchy. It wasn't necessarily not.
I mean, yes, it wasn't like not raunchy, but like it still had a level of censorship.
You just want everything to be like the highest level of sexual.
The highest level of sexual would be just a damn orgy everywhere. I don't want that.
Exactly.
I don't want orgy everywhere. I just don't want it to be like I'm on a Disney Channel. I don't want Disney Channel. I want.
Okay, that was not Disney Channel. What Disney Channel did you watch? You must have watched the original Disney Channel from back in the day before everybody else's Disney Channel. You watched the first Disney Channel?
The first Disney.
3,000 years ago?
Don't do that. I'm going to send you a picture of my outfit that I wore to work on yesterday. And I was like, oh my goodness, I look like I could be on a Disney Channel. And I had sent that to Danny and Livy. And their response was, hi, I'm Shauna. Wait, what did she say? She said, hi, I'm Shauna. I think, hi, I'm Shauna the Cum Dump, and you are officially watching the Disney Channel. And I was like, I was like, first of all, I love that. But I thought it was cute. You laughing. You rude bitch. You rude motherfucker.
Rude ass bitch. It's because you said what Danny said, and I was like, "Yep, there it is." Okay,
so you see the caption.
No, if you hadn't told me what she said, I would have been like, "Okay, this is a picture."
But yeah,
wouldn't have thought nothing of it.
But yeah, but I was feeling myself. I was cute. I was like, "Ooh, your girl's cute." Speaking of bitches, also I've been noticing that, a lot of black men lately that I've seen, they've been acting like bad bitches. And I'm just wondering, when did...
Are you talking about the light-skinned dude that had eyelashes on?
Wait, huh? No. I was not. Now, actually, I'm talking about, like, the cishet men. I'm noticing... Like, there are some of y'all that are behaving like bad bitches. And I'm just trying to wonder, like, when have we shifted to y'all being bad bitches?
Yeah, I don't know. What is the definition of a bad?
It's nothing wrong with, like, a man into, like, his looks and his appearance and nothing like that. But when it's like the looks and appearance mixed with like a level of sass that goes from confident more so to like, it shifts from like confidence to bad bitch. And I'm just like, When are black men like becoming bad bitches? Where they're just like, oh, these hoes can't step to me unless they pussy up, and when did y'all start getting like this? When did y'all start talking like this?
Are you talking about having standards? And not just going after everything?
It's not about the standards. It's how y'all say it and how y'all do it.
What you just said.
No, it's how y'all doing it. It's the level of...
Who's y'all?
Y'all straight black men. Y'all be coming at bitches like bitches. And it be throwing me off.
I don't know. I don't know what to say because I haven't experienced this. I don't do this. So... I'm the wrong person to ask, but it sounds like maybe there's some standards going on. Maybe they've raised them.
Well, I'm perfectly fine with standards, because first of all, I've been saying to a lot of cishet women that they need to take cishet men and put them in more accountable, because I feel like cishet men have been like getting away with murder and people expect the bare minimum. Or cishet men get applauded for doing the minimum, and queer folk out here are doing all the things, and cishet women be like, oh my God, I never had a man to do this, I never had a man to do that, and I just be like, well then you need to hold them more accountable. Y'all need to stop selling them that it's gay for them to wash their asses, and maybe they'll smell good. Y'all need to tell them, okay, you need to learn how to cook, because I can't do all the cooking and cleaning. I have to work just like how you have to work. Do you see how it costs $12 for eggs? We both got to work.
Where does it cost $12?
Somewhere for in this eggs? World, it's $12 for some eggs, and we both need to work. So, you know what I'm saying? So you can't just rely on
what store
you can't rely on one person to do the thing. $12 and you be like, oh, I can't cook, I never learned how to cook. Well baby, you better go in there and YouTube like you Pornhub and go and beat some up and make some. Gotta start holding people to a higher standard.
There's a lot of cooking. There's a lot of cooking videos out there, and I be laughing.
Are you talking about actual cooking videos, or are you talking about porn?
Actual
okay,
cooking
videos. I just had to ask the question. I'm just making sure.
Yeah,
because I had mentioned Pornhub, yeah. And
I don't see how you get that mixed up
I mean, there are some porns where they are cooking. And those aren't good.
I could think
those aren't good.
Because I would think that they wouldn't be cooking anything in actuality.
Ooh.
Like no actual edible food that you would actually eat and put in your stomach.
So my coworker has shown me a video of this woman in her lingerie cooking for her customers, for her clients. And she over here twerking and titties popping over the food. And in my head, I said, this should be unsanitary. This should be unsanitary,
because... Why would it be unsanitary? Like, she putting her ass in the food?
The ass wasn't in the food, but I'm just like... I'm sure you're going to start sweating due to the heat. I'm sure this room is not that cool. You over here over the stove and shit. Like, first of all, I've had grease pop me in my titty. Once I got popped in the titty with some grease, like, I was like, okay, I'm not doing this again. I'm going to be covered. And you over here got titties popping, pussy juice flopping into the food. Like, what's happening? I didn't ask for a side of pussy juice. Like, I just asked for you to...
I'm sorry, did you actually see something come from her?
I know, I did not see her come, but I'm just saying, like, you, and you still have... I just, it's just too close to my food. It's too close to my food.
But they're not actually eating the food, are they? They're just watching
it,
right?
They eat the food, baby. Yes, they eat the food after she cooks it.
I was thinking it was more like a video.
No, this is like in person. Like, she has clients that she goes in person. She dressed, you know, she dressed with her... her stuff on, and she cooks them their food and stuff like that, and yeah. You get all kinds of skin in your food and sweat and.
Yeah, but do you know this for sure? Are you saying that because how close
I'm just saying how close she was to the stove, to the countertops and stuff.
People shed skin and sweat regularly over food. So.
But they're clothed. They're clothed. it's even more particles when you in front shaking your ass. I decided to try lash extensions and stuff like that. Hell, the other day I lost a few. Hell, she over here, her lashes could have fell in the food while she over here twerking and sweating.
Well, I think she knew what she was doing. She wouldn't let her lashes.
How would she know? Food. She twerking and sweating and trying to be all cute.
Well. You have to use the right type of sanitary glue that don't mess up your skin and doesn't like act like cement. I think somebody was in the hospital. Right, so somebody in the hospital with some eyelashes, but she probably had those extra long eyelashes on. What did she have on?
She didn't show the client because this was like her promo on her page.
Yeah, but just be careful with the lashes. We don't need those skyscraper things. We don't need those.
And see, that's why I got mine like nice, simple, like, you know, just nice and clean.
Like, we're to the point where it's like, obviously that's not yours. Like, why use your eyelashes that long?
No, when they look like caterpillars, Or they look like you're gonna cause like a tornado.
Chill out.
Like you Pidgeotto and like, Pokemon finna do wind gusts.
You need to chill out with these eyelashes.
Like, it gets too much. But speaking of pussy juices, something I saw on the internet, on Instagram actually, was the conversation about enjoying your partner's enjoying like whoever you're attracted to's natural scent. Are you a type of person that likes women like after they like been sweating a little bit after like a long day of work or after like a session in the gym, and for her to like smell, you know, not funky, but you know, like you can smell her? Or do you prefer like nice, clean, you know, bitch, I need you to put some soap on that ass.
I don't know. If your natural smell is unappealing, then I don't want it. So, because I have a very sensitive nose, so if it doesn't smell good, then no. Oh, I mean, people sweat, so you can't help if you sweat. I mean, if you sweat, you sweat. I sweat. I don't always smell good. But I also typically don't. I'm not just walking around airing myself out.
So you're never out here giving the girls like nice, you know, essence.
I will have deodorant on. I will have deodorant on. Yes.
So you're not out here giving the girls.
No, I don't just go natural sweating. No, because my natural sweating just smells like must. Doesn't smell good. So no.
But that's the thing. It's not you being musty. It's just your natural smell coming out a little bit more. It's like the step before musty.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I don't think I have a natural smell. I do, but
you do. I've smelled
not
it.
A very potent smell for you. You have to like literally be on my neck to smell it, basically.
No, you don't. I've
have you smelled it? I guess you smelled it because you be doing the most. I don't know what I smell like.
I don't know. Like the time, like I've been able to smell you without being like on you, but it's not. It wasn't bad. It was just like, okay, this is like, at first I didn't know what it was at first. I was just like, okay, it's a smell. And then until like I had got close up on you, I was like, oh, this is him. I was like, okay, cool beans. And that was it.
Thanks. Thanks for that. That's good to know. Then again, you can't smell for shit, so.
But that's the funny thing is, like, I can't smell for real, but I can, like, smell, like, people. Like, people's, like, natural smells a little bit easier than I can smell other things.
I smell everything, so.
He sure can.
If your must smell overpowers your natural smell, then no, I don't want it.
Jesus, because I found that so interesting. Because like, I know, like with me, as far as like when I'm dating somebody, I don't like the smell. I don't want to smell you. I want you to smell. I want to smell your perfume. I want to smell your cologne. You know, I want to smell the soap on your body. I prefer that. But like, when I'm like really into you, like with my current partner, like I don't mind if he didn't shower for most of the day and then like decide to take a shower that night, and like as long as like he's not like musty, like I don't actually know, he's never been musty around me, thank God. But like I just smell like the natural scent, I'd be like, ah, it's comforting. And then like I have like certain friends like Danny, I enjoy her natural scent. Like I don't, oh, I hit my knee. I don't mind the natural scent of like my friends and lovers. Well, official lovers, but like anybody I'm just like dating or like people that I was like fucking around with, I don't want to smell it. I don't know. I think that's kind of weird. I feel like I associate me knowing your personal scent, like, to me, that's like a personal, it's a personal thing. And like, that means like, it's almost like, what's the thing that dogs do, imprinting or whatever?
I don't know what it's called. They just spray their scent around.
Right, it's like, I feel like.
Or they literally just rub themselves into stuff to say. It's like whenever Tyler would get on the bed, he would literally just run around and roll into the bed to get his scent on the bed.
And see, like for me, like I don't mind that for friends and like my lovers, but anybody else, I don't like it. It's too personal. It's too close. Babe, are you okay? Babe, you was going to add that lash.
Yeah. I think it's a nervous tidbit thing. I think I don't know why I do it. My dad does the same thing.
Mm. Mm. How he doing, by the way? He doing something all right.
Yes, they're on spring break. They went to Florida.
Ooh.
I don't know where they went in Florida, but they sent some pictures.
They jet skiing and whatnot.
They probably went to some parks. Based off of what I saw, or the movies.
What?
Is I went to go see Dungeons and Dragons last Sunday.
That. How did you think? What did you think about it?
I don't play Dungeons and Dragons, so I probably didn't get any of the references. But it was a pretty chill, pretty funny movie. You know, light humor movie. I didn't like laugh out of my seat, but it was funny. It was cool. It was different, and it was well done. Well done movie.
Now, coming from somebody who has dabbled in
Mario's coming out.
That's not it. Mm-mm. as soon as I heard Chris Pratt was Mario, I said, oh, that's not it. Mm-mm.
Chris Pratt. Yeah, isn't Mario supposed to be like Italian?
Right. And also, the original voice of Mario, he is still living. And he can still do the voice just as good, just as well. So I'm.
They were trying to sell tickets. That's what they were trying to do.
But also,
even though they probably would have sold tickets regardless because
it's Mario. I don't know. I don't know if I can have that in there. I'm going to say that out. But yeah. And then like from what I saw in the trailer, he's not even trying to give Mario an Italian accent. So I'm just like, what's the purpose?
They probably didn't tell him to.
What's the purpose of casting him?
The director probably didn't tell him to. They were trying to sell tickets. Chris Pratt's a big name.
He is, but
he's not a big name.
This is
just like when they had Beyonce on Lion King.
And they should not have.
And to be
now
honest,
the Can You Feel the Love Tonight with her and Donald Glover. Now that was good. They could have kept her for the music.
But the rest of it, though,
like it was.
The music was good, but the voice acting though. I'm sorry. I know y'all like Beyonce, but when it comes to the voice acting, I'm sorry. It was like I was at a concert.
it was just her talking.
Are you with me, Lions? Are you with me? I was like, what?
Just Beyonce talking at this point. Like, I was just like,
yeah, it was her talking. I was at a Beyonce concert the whole time.
Like, and then I was upset also. I didn't have put Whoopi Goldberg in it.
Prices. But, yeah, they were trying to sell tickets.
Baby. Mm-mm.
But yeah, Dungeons and Dragons was pretty chill. That was pretty chill.
But coming from someone who has played a few times and who has dated people who have played Dungeons and Dragons and who are dungeon masters and all that jazz. It was entertaining. And when I had got clarifications on, like, if they followed the lore, apparently they didn't completely follow the lore. And I was like, I feel that. And also, I feel like it could have been, I don't know. I have wanted a little bit more, I don't know. I have wanted a little bit more sexy to it. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Like, yeah. Knew that was coming.
Like, I had a little bit more sex appeal to the movie. Like, okay, they had the paladin.
It's Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons can be sexy.
Dungeons and Dragons. How much sex appeal did you expect
there to be? I played a sexy version of Dungeons and Dragons before, and it was really nice. It got your girl real aroused, and I was perfectly fine with the situation. Like, they gave us a cute paladin, they gave us a cute changeling. I was like, okay, cool. And everything else was kind of like, all right. Yeah, I was just like, it's cute. It was campy.
Yeah, what's his name? The wizard. What's his name? The wizard. What's his name? Chris?
His real name? I don't know his real name. But he was the gay dude in Generations. Or in Exogen or something, whatever it is. Okay. I think it's Generations.
Didn't watch that.
It was really good. You should watch it.
But he did a good job. They did a good job.
But yeah. What else is out? Like, I feel like it's not many, like, much, like, good movie, like, many good movies out there, like, recently.
I don't know. I haven't been on.
Exactly.
I'm waiting for anime to come out, I'll tell you that.
Which anime coming out? Who's having a movie?
Justice Smith. He did a good job. Justice Smith did a good job.
I enjoy all his things. I'm happy that he wasn't playing a child.
Yeah.
Because he typically plays a child.
But I did not bring my charger and my laptop is on 21%.
Oh, Lord.
I have it on battery saver, but it has been 58 minutes.
Oh, it sure has. Well, with that being said, anything else you want to, like, throw out there? I feel like we kikied about a good couple of things.
Where did this phrase come from? This kiki.
Kiki. It comes from, I know it's used widely in the queer community. I think it originated from the ballroom scene. Where in ballroom, whether it was like New York ballroom, Chicago ballroom, Baltimore ballroom, I'm not too quite sure. But it's one of those, you know, kiki, you know, you just...
Yeah, I never knew where that came from. I guess it just meant talking, basically.
You know, you just living it. You're having a good. You having a good time.
Yeah, and I've drank all.
Now
of my
you
juice,
drank all so the damn
prepared.
Juice. My God.
What did I put in this cup?
That's a nice ass cup.
Don't come for me. I didn't fill up the cup. It was like halfway there, and then I put like another quarter of other juice in it.
Is this who we are? Is this what we represent? Is this what we become? Oh my God.
This was fine. It was an acceptable amount of juice in that bottle, and I drink as done. I may go home and pour more.
Oh my God, then he's gonna have more. Oh my God.
But recently I just made what's it called? It's a Asian dish. Curry. Curry. I
Oh,
made
what kind of
curry.
curry?
I made curry and it was all right. I used golden curry. It came from a box and you break the pieces in there and you put it in with your stir fry. And it was pretty tasty. Next time I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna make sure I chop up the meat also. So I
You didn't
just
chop
put
up
it
the
in there.
meat.
No, it was like little chicken thighs. I just put it in there. I chopped up the carrots and potatoes. They also say onions, and but I put some onion salt in there. Some garlic powder, but I didn't chop up the meat when I sautéed it. So next time I'll chop up the meat so that curry sauce will get on there more. But it was pretty chill too.
Ooh, now you need to do some curry
Pretty chill, pretty
goat.
chill, pretty
Now I
chill.
had cooked some goat some weeks ago. I had
Now, who just has goat? Who just goes and buys goat?
clearly I do.
Yes.
But I had chopped. I had not chopped, but I had bought some goat and put it with some sauce. I had made my own little gravy to go with it, baby. That was.
Sound like an auntie, right?
Anyways, but you should try doing like a curry goat with some rice.
That is a wonderful. I'm gonna go down to the farm and find a goat.
You
Because
can
I don't know where you buy
go
goat
to like an
from, but
international
I
market,
will.
or sometimes to like
Exactly.
a farmer's market, or to like your local Asian market and find such things.
Got you. That's good. Asian market,
International
fresh
market.
market, Publix market, and
Farmer's market.
on the
Oh my
farm.
God.
Go
This is why I can't talk to you.
and
Oh my God.
put some curry
Now
goat.
I'm telling you, make you some curry goat. That shit will touch your soul, baby. Especially when you let it slow cook for like 3 hours or so. Oof. Oh, and I had made some lamb. Oh, Jesus. With some soy pasta noodles. And made a little
Grandma.
cream sauce to go with it.
Great grandma.
Why gotta be great grandma? Damn.
I see you are going back in time where you made curry goat and lamb. You went down to the farm and got your
Oh
goat and
my
your lamb.
God.
You went and picked your spices from off the street, from off the
Now
side
pick
of
my spices
the
from off the side of the road.
road.
Ooh. Now
And
you know
made
we
you
have
some curry
listeners
goat.
from other parts of the country, and you just insulting,
I'm talking about you.
you
I ain't
are
talking about them. I'm
insulting
talking about
people
you.
who have to work a little bit harder to prepare their meals.
Yes, back 3,000 years ago, where you was on the in Africa somewhere in the origination.
And you know what?
I
This is
need more.
why
I'm out of
the photo
juice.
shoot that I'm gonna post for my birthday. This is why I did the photo shoot that I did, is because people like you saying stuff like that. Which those pictures came out really cute, and I'm super excited to share with y'all. I might drop them on the Why the Songbird Sings pages. Give y'all a little. Let y'all see what Shauna looks like.
Thanks.
Ain't finna play with you. Anyways, I'm getting tired of him. It's been a wonderful time. I need to go and like put my makeup and stuff in my bag for Vegas. I got my clothes, so I'm good on clothes. And yeah, and so by the time you guys listen to this, it will be post birthday, so I might post some stuff on the social medias, like before and during, maybe. Who knows? We'll see. I've been trying to get out of a bad funk that I've been in, and in a not so good place. So like, I'm coming out of it, and yeah, we're just gonna keep on going because we're human beings. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, Shahari. Speaking of on our social media, make sure y'all catch us at Why the Songbird Sings on Facebook and Why the Songbird Sings Pod. No, Why the Songbird Sings on Instagram. Why the Songbird Sings Podcast at gmail.com for any topics, comments, concerns, or issues. And make sure you direct those towards Shahari and not me. And yeah, and just hit us up. We love to hear from you. We love to, you know, bring up some stuff that y'all might have on your minds. And so, yeah. So until next time, bye.
Happy Easter and bye.
Reflection.